In 2007, there were fewer than 400 new HIV cases in the Philippines. In 2017, that number was over 11,000. That's an explosion in new cases, while worldwide, the number of cases has fallen. There are concerns that a strain of HIV has arrived in the Philippines that hasn't been seen in that country before. And meanwhile, the Philippines is a country that struggles to balance social norms with proven public health strategies that cut HIV infections. Dr. Edsel Salvana is director of the Institute of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the University of the Philippines in Manila.
I trained in the United States from 2002 and 2008. And when I was doing med school back in the Philippines, I hardly saw any cases of HIV. And then when I came home in 2008 to start my practice in Manila, I saw about 12 new patients in about a month, and six of them died. So that was really a mystery to me, because before that, our epidemic in Manila had been called low and slow. And suddenly there was this unusual rise in the cases. So at that time, nobody really knew what was going on. And we had some suspicion that something had changed. And through the course of research that I've done, one of the things that it really points to right now is that we've changed the molecular subtype of HIV in the Philippines.
Change the molecular subtype. Now, a lot of people have reported that to say that there's a new scary strain of drug-resistant HIV circulating in the Philippines. Is that what you mean to say?
Well, it's not entirely accurate. This is not a new strain. This is a strain that is more common in Southeast Asia and Thailand. And the Philippines is unusual in that instead of that subtype that's more common in Southeast Asia, in the past, what we've seen is the subtype in the Philippines is more similar to the subtype that is found in the United States and Western Europe, which is called subtype B. And sometime between 2003 and 2008, that completely flipped over. About one-fourth of subtypes in the Philippines before 2003 were this new strain, AE, which is a Southeast Asian strain, and about 75% of it is the U.S. or Western Europe subtype, which is a B. And after we did our study in 2013, we found that that had completely flipped. 75% was now AE, which is a Southeast Asian subtype, and only 20% is now B.
Now, some of your own research sparked reports that this new subtype was also resistant to some of the key drugs that are used in PrEP, basically anti-HIV preventative treatment. Is that a problem here as well?
Right. So what that research is showing right now is that this subtype seems to be developing resistance to the antiretroviral drug called tenofovir. And this is unusual for the B subtype that is in the United States and Western Europe. And we're seeing it as one of the more common drugs that HIV becomes resistant to in the Philippines. Tenofovir, in fact, in our research, was the second most likely to develop drug resistance on patients on antiretrovirals.
So, Dr. Salvana, that's the molecular biology part of this story. What about public policy and social awareness of HIV and AIDS? President Duterte in the Philippines has made some disparaging remarks about condoms, sending a message that maybe people shouldn't use them. So what does the Philippines need to do to tamp down on this huge rise in new cases?
Well, the Philippines is still a conservative Catholic country, and so we've really had some major issues trying to get people to use condoms for safe sex. I think that the fight with the church is really a problem, but you know, I think we should probably focus on the things that we can do together rather than focusing on that particular issue. So education programs, access to treatment, those are really good starts that the Philippine government is doing. But I think part of the problem now that we're rolling out all these antiretrovirals is we're seeing increasing resistance. And that's part of where the molecular biology comes in. Because even though in the United States, you guys have 28 antiretroviral agents, and we use three at a time to treat, in the Philippines, we only have six. And so at the end of a year, we see about 10% of people failing treatment, and half of those who fail treatment actually don't have a good second line because they're resistant to multiple drugs.
Dr. Edsel Salvana, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Edsel Salvana is director of the Institute of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the University of the Philippines.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.